The district is prioritizing springs restoration, with Wakulla and Jackson Blue Springs at the top of the list. Executive Director Brett Seifer says the group plans to update filtration systems and treat the water before it reaches the springs.
As with the Wakulla Spring Project, you're taking folks that are on septic tanks that may be aging or failing and moving them to a central sewer where you take the water and move it to a treatment facility rather than it making its way into the aquifer and eventually the spring.
The group will continue a program encouraging farmers to reduce water and fertilizer use. Funding for the district comes from property taxes, state dollars, and timber sales. The budget increased this year with support from DEP Secretary John Steverson, who formerly served as the district's head. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.